Try to know what is the real income. The property, the property,
tendency.
Serving Krishna is bhakti. So try to realize the difference. I wish to serve Krishna.
And Rup Goswami, Rup Manjari, or Raghunath Das Manjari. And a person has come really wish to serve Krishna. Is there any difference? Is there any difference? Really he has no bhakti. But he has the wish. He has a desire to serve Krishna. This desire, a strong desire to serve Krishna. This is called Shraddha. This is beginning. जब हम वैष्णव के संग से वैष्णव के संग से या शास्त्रों के पढ़ने से या रसिक वैष्णव के संग में हरि कथा सुनने से जब कृष्ण भक्ति में प्रवृत्त होते हैं, इच्छा होती है, प्रवृत्ति होती है, अभी इच्छा जो हम लोग भगवान का भजन करेंगे हमारा जीवन कृतार्थ हो जाएगा. द डिजायर टू सर्व कृष्ण, It comes from two ways, by Shastra and by the hearing, pastimes of Krishna by any Tattvajnana Rasika Vaishnava. And hearing this, we decide that by serving Krishna, our life will be successful. And then we try to do something that I can serve Krishna. But service is not now begin. Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, they have not desire only. They are serving actually, fully, by senses and by heart, both, internally and outwardly. They are serving. We want that we should serve like them. First case in Shabda. And we desire that, oh, I want to serve Krishna like gopis, like friends, Dham Sidham, like Mother Yashoda Nanda Baba, like Hanuman, like Ambarish, like Visham Pitama, Sanak Sanandan, Sanat Kumar. We desire that. At that time only desire it. And secondly, when we hear that, oh, I want to serve Krishna, like friends, like son, like Yashoda Maiya and Nanda Baba used to serve, or gopis used to serve. So this is only in the beginning, it is desire, but not serving. To fulfill this desire, when we begin from very beginning, Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. But still we have not entered in service, only doing. Our desire is not completed. At that time we have so many kinds of unwanted things. So many offenses to Vaishnava, to Bhakti, to this Vrindavan land, to Krishna and to others. Gradually they will go up. Then Anishta will come after taking initiation from bona fide Guru. And we will begin to begin the activities of hearing. This is also not pure bhakti, this is abhas. When a relation will come really and offenses will go, then somewhat semblance can come of service. Semblance, not fully. And when we will reach the stage of prem, from there our services will begin. No? So what we are doing, though we call that it is bhakti, we call it bhakti. But it is like what? It is like a fire sacrifice, or bring some pieces of wood, some ghee,
bricks, and
bricks, some amrapallav, and all other things. This is not fire sacrifice, it is thought. And really when we do that, oh, Krishnaya Swaha, this is really sacrifice. And really we give our heart to Krishna, this is a sacrifice. And all other are semblance. So in bhakti, when prem will come, we have a very strong relation with Krishna, Sambandha Gyan, a special will come. And then we can serve Krishna in Radha. So until we attain this perfect thing, prem, we'll have to continue our practices. First practice for giving up on unwanted things. We have so many desires. So many desires. So we should try to give up all desires. Only one desire will be there. To serve Krishna. Also to desire to serve us like Hanuman, like Narada in Vaikuntha, like service of Satyabhama Rukmini in Dwarka. There should also be only like Rupa Goswami. Only one desire will be there. But one desire has lacked and lacked desire to serve there in so many different ways. Then you can really serve Krishna. So practice from beginning. From where? Manaso krodha vega jiva utaro bhakta vega. You should realize it and try to see that we are following totally or not. If we are not following, then how you can enter in? Prema bhakti. So what Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami has told, we should try to practice totally. Totally. Being but Nishkapat. But Nishkapat ki.
Hypocrite for the tendency.
Nishkapat mani ki kya?
Nishkapat means simplicity.
Free from hypocrisy. Sincere. I'm only sincere if you do. Be sincere. Don't try to keep it and showing that, I'm doing bhakti. Not like this. Sincerely try to obey the orders of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. When your unwanted things will go away and you have some link with Krishna, some relation with Krishna, then try to follow Raghunath Das Goswami. But first a sloka of Manasikhya. Guru Goste Dharish. What is that sloka? Prem Prayojan? You should speak that sloka and translate. Mic is there. Sincerely you should try to obey all these things. Then there will be no question. All questions will be solved. No question at all at that time. You will be silent, only thinking that, how I am doing? Where are my holes and loops? What is first sloka?
Sadadambam hitta, Guru Ratinapurva Nakitara, Oh, my dear mind, please, immediately, abandon all false pride, all egotism, all false egos, give them up, and develop very sublime, intense, unprecedented, rapid, very deep attachment for the lotus feet of Guru. Guru means Guru. One's gurus, Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru. And one should have very intense attachment. Guru, go stay. Go stay here means Vrindavan Dham. Go stop. The place of Gopi and all Vrindavan. One should have very deep loving attachment for this Raja Dham. Go star la issue. And for those who reside in the Dham, that means the bridge basses, such as Radha Krishna, of course, Lalita Vishaka, and all Satis and Sakas, Subal Sridham, Arjun, along with Dr. Krishna Madhamalo, all Sakas, Nanda Baba, Shodamaya, Kirtida, and Vrishabhanu Baba, and all bridge basses. Not only the Nityasana bridge basses who are there in the Dham, but also the bridge basses who are living in the Dham in their sadhak groups, such as Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Nathan Thakur, and the Siddhic Acharyas, and the Vaishnavas who are living in the Dham today, who are pure and performing bhajan in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami. One should have very unprecedented and incessant and sublime rati for their lotus feet. Guru Goste, Gostalaisu, Sujane. Sujane means one should also have the honor and affection for Vaishnavas of other sampradayas also. Vaishnavas, they may not be in our line, they may be in another line, but still, one should have very deep honor within the heart for those Vaishnavas. Sujane, Bhusura. Here Bhusura means the Brahmanas who are sitting in Braj. One should also have honor for the Brahmanas in Braj. Somantre Sri Namni. Somantre means those mantras given, one's own mantras given by Sadguru, establishing one's sambandha with him, with the divine couple, with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One should chant those mantras very patiently, with great honor and with great faith. And also Somantri Sri Namni. And also one should take shelter of Sri Harinam very, very sincerely and seriously. Rajadyuva Dandva Sharane. And one should develop a very deep attachment for the exclusive shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Sri Kishore Kishori, Radha Krishna in Braj. So here, Raghunath Das Goswami is saying, oh my dear mind, you're like my brother, you're like my friend. So I am falling at your feet, and I beseech you with very sweet words, just give up all pride and develop your attachment. All of these things.
So, you should think, when really a relation with Krishna will come, and it will be thick, very thickest, very strong, and a desire, not desire, but serving mode, like a cow loves his calf, naturally. No need of giving training to cow how to love his calf. Is there any need of giving training? Is there any need of training that for mother that you should love your children like this? Is there need of training? No need. Naturally, there is tendency to love their cops, their children. There is no natural love and affection in marriage life between husband and wife. And that is why so many divorce and everything going on. But when naturally being together after years and years, it may come. But it depends on some lust in this world. And self-gain, no real prayer, no real service. But in mother and father we can see some part. And if there is one beloved and beloved, then we can see. But it will be in transcendental world, not in this world. Some semblance can be seen in this world, but not real. So there is no use of training for mother or cows or dogs that they should love their children. Naturally. So this is natural in our heart, but now covered. Only our practices should be to remove this cover, and that is sadhana. Nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakattam hriti sadhya. So you should try to realize these things. Then no so much daily questions, oh, my question, my question, my question, my question. Only at that time, how to serve Krishna? How to serve Gurudev? A disciple nowadays in Kali Yuga takes shelter of Gurudev. Why? It may be by last life's impression, it may be. But in Kali Yuga there are very rare. They will tell that, oh Gurudev, I am unconsciously surrendered to you. But my key will be with me. I will do what you tell, but not actually do. Doing according to their wish, they are doing. And that is why this is a what?
War, obstacle.
War, obstruction. So try to remove this wall.
Ouch! Oh. I get you.
What
are you trudging, or why
is
there a going on? Yeah.
Oh, there is
some. Oh. Fell down this obstacle, the wall. How to serve Gurudev with his full desire? Like Jiva Goswami, like Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Goswami, like Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, like this. Fully surrender. And then all realization and everything, relations will come. And then we can serve. These are obstacles. These are unwanted things. So we should try to make our heart like this. Gurudev will not do. He has so much mercy. But if you actually not walk, Gurudev can give his finger that, oh, you should take it and you should walk. But you will have to walk on your feet. Always he will not take you in his lap and always moving. So you should try to do something. And that is practice of Bhakti Yoga. Make your heart empty like float. Practice from Gurudev. And if Gurudev is really qualified, then you can be qualified. So try to observe all these principles and very quickly you will realize what is that love and affection. Then mamata will come. Mamata means?
Possessiveness.
Mindness will come. That Krishna is mine. Then naturally Krishna Bhakti will come to serve him. How to serve Krishna and Radha? These are the essence of all. And it will come by essence of all the teachings of Rupa Goswami. Tannam Rupa Charitadi Sukhetanu Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyojya Tishthan Praje Tadanuragi Jananugami Kalam Naye Dakhilam Ityo Padesha. If you want to be in Vrindavan, then you should try to fully practice this Shloka. Then you are in Vrindavan. Otherwise you are not in Vrindavan. You are out of Vrindavan. Then you are in this world, not in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is out of world. It is the topmost, highest place in even transcendental places. So try to. Tannam Rupa Charitadi. What is the explanation of this shloka? You should speak. Mother Gadi Jai Sutra. Yes, it is. What land? What's up with you?
Take Srila Gurudev has asked me to speak about the shloka of Srimad Siksha, I'm sorry, of Upadeshamrita, written by Srila Rupa Goswami. Sannama Rupa Charitadi Sukirtananu Shudyo Kramena Rasana Manasim Yogya Tishtam Vrade Padanuragi Ananugami Kalam Naevati Vityuta.
Because the essence of the bhakti, what is the essence of bhakti? Srimati Radhika's vote is the essence of all bhakti. Huh? And how she starts in his highest vote in Radha Sundara. This is the essence of prem and everything, love and affection. By following these laws, we can attain this. Otherwise, we can't attain. We will realize gradually in the association of pure Rashi Bhakti. Otherwise, never can. Though we'll be in Vrindavan, but never. Only Rashi Krishna. Those who are testing these rashes and serving Krishna by their worship. In being in Vrindavan, we can attend also Aswadhyayi Bhakti. We can attend so much money also here. As you have desire, name and dhan and Krishna is a desire free. What you desire, you can. If you are chanting and remembering and desiring worldly things, then you can. But really, these are the not essence of Rupa Goswami. Being in Vrindavan, like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami or Sar Goswami, then you are living in Vrindavan is actually evil. Otherwise you are in world. You find any kind of desire, lust, anger and all these things. And really you don't want that class of ragas with bhakti, you don't want. Then your Vrindavan is not Vrindavan. Like worldly villages. So you must follow this issue. All the chanting and the name. Like, and we are calling Krishna. How Rupa Goswami
Radhe Radhe.
Chanting in the bell,
Radha Kul, Tade Kul, Tane Ati, Saval Chivate, Premun Vaad Vasat Ashish, Dase Akrasya, Kaatta Vukada, Kaatta Vukada, Avaad Vukada, Vande Rup Sanatanu Rakhdu Gaur. Like this, then Daddy Rup Goswami may come and help. Any of his descendants may come. So try to be like that. Be like them. Sometimes, sukhi roti,
dry,
dry, dry. Sometimes nothing, no, always maybe. O Radhika, O Krishna, O Rukshanatam, O Lalite Vishakya. At that time, there will be no scope to ask questions. O Maharaj, how I can chant? How I can make a building in Vrindavan? Have you, you should be bless me that I can have a room in Vrindavan. Oh, there are some disputes in my husband and me. Oh, try to solve. This process of nonsense should turn off. Then all the challenges like this. So this is, you should be in Vrindavan by mind also. Krishna has given, he is mercifully has given a chance to be in Vrindavan. But be in Vrindavan like that. Always chanting, remember. That is Radha.
Come on.